بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون.
Verse number 207. What worldly bounties which they were enjoying would benefit them? Verily, those bounties would have finished, and they will not be of any use.
وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنذِرُونَ
Verse number 208. I did not destroy any nation, except they were warned by sending messengers to them and revealing books.
ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين.
Verse number 209, which served as admonitions and warnings for them. I was not oppressive by punishing them after establishing an excuse by sending them messengers and books.
وما تنزلت به الشياطين.
Verse number 210. The Satans did not come down with this Quran upon the heart of Muhammad, peace be upon him.
وما ينبغي لهم وما يستطيعون.
Verse number 211. It is permissible that they come down with it onto his heart. They are not even capable of doing that.
إنهم عن السمع لمعزولون.
Verse number 212. They are incapable of doing so because they have been cut off from its place in the heavens. So how could they reach it and then bring it down?
فلا تدع مع الله إلها آخر فتكون من المعذبين.
Verse number 213. So do not worship any deity with Allah and ascribe it to him. Otherwise, you will be one of those who shall be punished.
وأنذر عشيرتك الأقربين.
Verse number 214. O Messenger, warn your closest relatives from your people in order of strength and relationship, lest the punishment of Allah does not afflict them if they remain upon idolatry.
واخفض جناحك لمن اتبعك من المؤمنين.
Verse number 215. And be kind in action and speech, out of mercy and gentleness, to those believers who follow you.
فَإِنْ عَصَوْكَ فَقُلْ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 216. If they disobey you and do not accept proclaiming the oneness of Allah and His obedience, you command them with, then say to them, I proclaim innocence from the idolatry and sins you commit.
وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم.
Verse number 217. And place your reliance in all your affairs upon the Almighty, who takes retribution from his enemies and is merciful to whoever repents to him from them.
الذي يراك حين تقوم.
Verse number 218. The being, may he be glorified, who sees you when you stand towards prayer.
وتقلبك في الساجدين.
Verse number 219. And he sees you changing from posture to posture among those who pray. Nothing is hidden from him. neither any action you undertake, nor anyone else undertakes.
إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ
Verse number 220. Indeed, he is the hearer of the Qur'an you recite, and remembrance you do in your prayer, knower of your intention. When they claim that the Satans come down with the Qur'an, and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a poet, Allah refuted their claim, saying,
هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ عَلَى مَنْ تَنَزَّلُ الشَّيَاطِينَ
Verse number 221. Shall I inform you who the Satans actually come down to, as you have claimed that they come down with the Qur'an?
تَنَزَّلُ عَلَى كُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ
Verse number 222. They come down to every fortune teller, who is a perpetual liar, sinner, and disobeyer.
يُلْقُونَ السَّمْعَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ كَاذِبُونَ
Verse number 223. The Satans eavesdrop on the exalted assembly of angels, and then convey that information to their fortune teller friends. The majority of fortune tellers are liars. If they are truthful in one statement, they tell 100 lies with it.
وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ
Verse number 224. And as for the poets that you claim Muhammad, peace be upon him, is from, those deviant from the path of guidance and steadfastness, follow them and relate whatever poetry they say.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ
Verse number 225. O Messenger, do you not see that one of the manifestations of their errors is that they wander around in all the valleys, sometimes immersed in praise, sometimes in criticism, and many times in other issues?
وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ
Verse number 226. And indeed they lie, saying, I did such and such, while they did not actually do it.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ
Verse number 227. Except for those poets who have faith, perform good deeds, remember Allah abundantly and take retribution from the enemies of Allah after they have oppressed, like Hassan ibn Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, those who committed wrong by ascribing partners to Allah and showing hostility to his servants will soon know what their place of return will be. They will return to a great place and a meticulous accounting. Beneficial points. 1. Affirmation of justice for Allah and negating oppression from Him. 2. Declaration of the Qur'an being free of any Satans having approached it. 3. The importance of gentleness and friendliness for the callers towards Allah. 4. Good poetry is good, while repulsive poetry is repulsive. The Ant. Surah An-Naml. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on favoring the Prophet, peace be upon him, through the miracle of the Qur'an, being grateful for it, and being patient in conveying it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qasim. تلك آيات القرآن وكتاب مبين.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Ta-seen. These are the verses of the Quran and the clear book. The discussion on similar letters has passed in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. These verses which are revealed to you are verses of the Quran and a clear book in which there is no confusion. Whoever ponders upon it will know that it is from Allah.
Hudan wa bushra lil mu'minin.
Verse number 2. These verses guide to the truth and direct towards it, and give glad tidings to those who bring faith in Allah and His messengers.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Verse number 3. Those who perform prayer in the most complete manner and give zakah of their wealth by spending it on its recipients, and they are convinced of their reward and punishment in the afterlife.
إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة زينا لهم أعمالهم فهم يعمهون.
Verse number 4. The disbelievers who do not bring faith in the afterlife and the reward and punishment therein, I adorned their bad deeds for them, so they continued in doing them. Thus they are confused without finding their way towards what is right or guidance.
أولئك الذين لهم سوء العذاب وهم في الآخرة هم الأخسرون.
Verse number 5. Such people will suffer in the worldly life through trials and humiliation, and in the hereafter they suffer the greatest loss, losing themselves and their families on the day of judgment and entering hell forever.
وَإِنَّكَ لَتُلَقَّى الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ عَلِيمٍ.
Verse number 6. O Messenger, you are receiving this Qur'an which is being revealed to you from one who is wise in his creating, managing, and legislating and knowing, with nothing of the interests of his servants being hidden from him.
إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِأَهْلِهِ إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا سَآتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ أَوْ آتِيكُمْ بِشِهَابٍ سآتيكم منها بخبر أو آتيكم بشهاب قبس لعلكم تصطلون.
Verse number 7. Remember, O Messenger, when Musa said to his family, I have seen a fire, I shall bring some news from it, from the person who lit it to guide us towards the path. Or shall I bring you a flame of fire taken from it, in the hope that you will light the fire from it to warm yourselves from the cold.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَهَا نُودِيَ أَنْ بُورِكَ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Verse number 8. Then when he reached the place of the fire that he saw, Allah called unto him, that the one in the fire and the angels surrounding it are blessed.
Ya Musa, innahu ana Allahu al-Azizu al-Hakim.
Verse number 9. Allah said to him, O Musa, it is I, Allah, the mighty whom nobody can overpower, wise in my creating, managing, and legislating.
وَأَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى لا تخف إني لا يخاف لدي المرسلون.
Verse number 10. And throw down your staff. Musa obeyed. Then when Musa saw it moving and shaking like a snake, he fled turning his back to it and did not return. So Allah said to him, "Do not be scared of it. The messengers do not fear snakes or anything else in my presence."
إلا من ظلم ثم بدل حسنا بعد سوء فإني غفور رحيم.
Verse number 11. However, whoever wrongs himself by committing a sin, then repents after that, I am forgiving to him, merciful to him.
وَأَدْخِلْ يَدَكَ فِي جَيْبِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ فِي تِسْعِ آيَاتٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ.
Verse number 12. And put your hand in the openings of your shirt. It will come out after entering it white, like snow without being due to leprosy, as part of 9 signs which testify to your truthfulness. Along with the hand, they are the staff, famine, loss of fruits, floods, locusts, lice, frogs, and blood, towards Pharaoh and his people. They were a people left the obedience of Allah by disbelieving in him.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَاتُنَا مُبْصِرَةً قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Verse number 13. So when these clear and apparent signs of mine, with which I aided Musa, came to them, they said, "These signs which Musa has brought are clear magic." Beneficial points. 1. The Quran is guidance and glad tidings for the believers. 2. Disbelief in Allah is a means of following false actions and statements, bewilderment and confusion. 3. Allah granted security and protected His messengers from all evil.